Glass for your Cessna 210. Avidyne's Envision reaches into the aftermarket. This AV Web audio special from NBAA in Atlanta is brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. The 210 Centurion was one of the most popular high-performance aircraft Cessna built well into the 1980s, and Avidyne is betting owners will want to fit those airplanes with aftermarket glass cockpits. It's offering the Integra Envision system for a retrofit, and although hardly cheap, the STC brings the Centurion to state-of-the-art standards. AvWeb's Paul Bertarelli spoke with Avidyne's Jamie Luster at NBAA in Atlanta.
Jamie, you're going to give us a quick rundown here on the new Integra Envision product, which is now or will soon be STC'd for the Cessna 210. Tell us a little bit about it.
That's correct. There's over 8,000 Cessna 210s out there, and we felt like that was a great market to pursue for the aftermarket, an obvious next step to bring glass panels into that type of aircraft. Essentially, it's based on our Integra system that's been shipping in OEM aircraft for quite a while. It's a full six-pack replacement of airspeed, attitude, altitude indicator, VSI, and HSI. We interface with the Garmin 430 and the S-Tech 55X autopilots. In addition to that is the EX5000 MFD that gives full situational awareness with a terrain and water-based map, interfaces to onboard radar systems, interfaces with our new MLB 700 data link receiver, our traffic system, the TAS 600, 610, which is obvious choice for the 210 market as well.
Any other autopilots interface besides the S-Tech?
Just the S-Tech 55X.
Okay.
Yes.
And Crown Air is doing the STC and installation.
That's correct. We're working with Crown Air right now. They are pursuing the STC, and they expect to have that complete in around the January timeframe.
And which 210 series will these be approved for? Is it all the 210s, including the P210s?
That is correct, yes.
So 210s, T210s, and P210s.
That's correct.
More details on glass for your 210 coming up in just a moment. Today's coverage is brought to you by Bose Aviation Headset 10, voted number one for the sixth consecutive year in Professional Pilots 2006 Headset Preference Survey. You can enjoy full-spectrum noise reduction, clearer audio, and comfortable around-the-ear fit. Learn more at bose.com/headset.
And give us a little bit of a summary of what's involved in the installation. This is a fairly major upgrade for these airplanes.
It is, yes, and what Crown Air is doing is actually a complete refurbishment of the airplane, so they're going to package the avionics with interior paint, etc. One of the changes is in the panel itself. They did have to increase the panel a little bit and change the glare shield a little bit to have the nice fit of the avionics, the Integra system. That's one of the changes that they've made. There's a few structural changes as well. We expect probably an installed price around $115 if you don't have to do the center stack avionics as well.
Okay, and the center stack, we're looking at them here in the mock-up. In this particular stack, it has a 530, a 430, looks like a 330, or those three 327s, and the autopilot. It could be two 430s or it could be...
Yes, it could be two 430s. One of the nice things is as well is it will be full WAS capable. So we have just TSO'd our Release 7 software for our primary flight displays on the EXP5000, which will allow you to do a coupled WAS approach using the full glass panel.
Do these displays differ at all from the latest technology that's in the Cirrus series of airplanes, or are they basically identical?
It's basically the same, yes. One of the differences is the engine interface. With Cirrus, we do have an engine interface with the ability to have primary engines on the EXP5000, whereas in aftermarket, because of the variety of engines, we are not able to offer that feature in the aftermarket.
Will that eventually be offered?
We are interested in pursuing that. However, that's not something that we're working on right now.
Okay. And how about the timeline for availability?
As I mentioned before, the STC should be complete in January. We'd actually be willing to take orders right now. So as soon as it's STC, we're ready to ship.
Okay. And the contact for Crown Air?
Ken Coriel.
Okay.
And he's the avionics manager there. And his phone number is 858-277-1453.
Okay, and Crown Air has a website also, it looks like, crownairaviation.com.
Correct. Correct.
And Avidyne.com.
Avidyne.com, absolutely.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jamie. Appreciate it.
Avidyne's Jamie Luster speaking to us at NBAA in Atlanta. You've been listening to one of several extra audio features we're releasing this week from NBAA in Atlanta. And as always, watch avweb.com for the latest print and video coverage. Comments on this audio cast welcome at audionews@avweb.com. Today's report was brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. Check it out at bose.com/headset. I'm Mike Blakeney for AvWeb Audio. Thanks for listening.